Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 276.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 276. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. Wow, this is going to be a fantastic episode. I'm super excited. The past couple episodes in general that I've been doing have been all taken from the Accelerator program. I'm learning so much from it, and it's amazing. I mean, this is exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to get down and dirty with the students. I wanted to have social interactions with them, make friendships, connections, talk to them, right, through Zoom, and have real live conversations with the students and followers of Jazz Piano School. That's why I wanted to do this program, and it's been so amazing. There's about 5 weeks left with 1 week off for Thanksgiving, but man, it's been such a journey. I've learned so much, and because of that, all of the episodes that I've been doing have been related to a lot of the content that I've been teaching, the questions they've been asking, and the things that they've really enjoyed and wanted to sink their teeth into, their hands, right? And that's exactly what this podcast today is going to be about. And specifically, it's going to be 5 ways that you can play a 3-6-2-5 progression differently and switch it up. And I did this because I was going over intros and outros for them. And they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, I had no idea that there was this many different ways to do this. And I was like, yep. And there's even more than that, right? But anyway, this is going to be a fantastic podcast. I'm going to jump into all of that in just a second. If you do enjoy the podcast, go to Jazz Piano School on iTunes. Go to the podcast. Give it a 5-star review. Leave a comment. I would love that. It's really helpful for others to find that. And help spread the education around. You can go to YouTube as well. If you want to follow my YouTube channel, that'd be amazing as well. And that helps the content as well. I'm in the process of tweaking a lot of things because there's going to be some new changes happening coming up in the new year. And I'm going to be revamping everything, refreshing everything, cleaning up some things. And it's all for the good and the improvement of Jazz Piano School, which obviously helps you improve as well. One of the things I want to tell you about quickly is that, again, from the Accelerator program, the two main things that everyone is learning is solo piano and improv, solo piano and improv. Now, the solo piano system is a specialty course, and there's lots of solo piano education through the main course curriculum success path inside of Jazz Piano School already. But there's a lot of improv in the main course curriculum, but there's no specialty course on improv. And one of the amazing things that I'm working on right now is the improvisation specialty course. And so that is going to be released very soon. It's actually going to be released within the new year. But along with the specialty course, I'm going to be starting and releasing an improv boot camp course. But this is going to be a class essentially with me that's going to be released in the new year. So you can kick off your new year and really dive into all the great improv material education that you're looking to learn with me specifically. And the great thing about this is that those two components there, not to mention a whole smorgasbord of other amazing education, is going to be included in this year's Black Friday offer. Okay? So now if you purchase that stuff or you sign up for that stuff outside the Black Friday offer, it's going to actually cost you more money. Now, obviously on Black Friday is the time that we save the most amount of money and we get the best deal. And that's exactly what I love to do every single year, hands down. It's the absolute, hands down, best deal that I ever offer throughout the year, like ever. Honestly, it's always that. Because that's what Black Friday is for. That's when everyone buys their stuff that they want. I have a whole laundry list for myself. But there's going to be a secret page, okay, and a secret offer too that I'm going to give out to people. And if you want to get on the mailing list for that specific VIP Black Friday offer, go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2022. jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2022 to get yourself onto that VIP list. Now, there's only going to be a certain amount of this offer because, like I just said, it does relate to the improvisational course in the improvisational boot camp class that I'll be teaching. Now, obviously, I can't teach thousands of students improv, right? Without, you know, well, I guess I could, but there would be no care and concern in that because I can't help thousands of people, right? That's why this particular Black Friday offer is going to have a limited amount. So if you want to be one of the first ones to hear about that, go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2022 to get on the email list about that, because there will be limited quantities specifically for this particular offer. So now everyone can buy the Black Friday offer, but just particularly with this bundle, like to get into that, this thing. And I know I'm being secretive and kind of like mysterious because I don't want to release it yet. You'll hear on Black Friday, but just trust me, you're going to want to get on the email list, okay? Get on this VIP Black Friday email list. But hope everything's going well. A lot of cool things happening, some changes. And I always talk about every single week. I've kind of been racking my brain. I'm like, I got to stop saying that stuff. But I'll just let them see, okay? I'm just going to let them see. But let me jump in to this right now because it's going to be a super fun podcast episode. Nice and easy. I've been focusing on nice and easy, simple, applicable, and easy to integrate into your playing on a day-to-day basis. So here we go. All right, so 3-6-2-5. Let's say we're in the key of C. We got 3-6-2-5-1. Now, right now I'm using rootless voicings. If you don't know your rootless voicings, definitely go check them out because they're super, super helpful for you in jazz. But again, 3-6. Now again, my 6 is dominant here. I'm not playing a minor 6 because it's just kind of like a 2-5-2-5. For the most part, you'll see 3-6 is a dominant. You do see the 6 is a minor, obviously, but in a 3-6-2-5, it usually happens like this. All right? Now, how do we start to change this? Let's check out one way we can start to change this. The first way is we can start to use our tritone sub. Now, our tritone sub allows us to change our A7 chord into an E7 chord. The reason for this is because the shells of an A7 chord are C sharp and G, and the E7 shells are the same notes, G and D flat. You see that? Or G and C sharp, I should say. So the third and seventh are the same as an E-flat chord. And because of that, because they share two very important notes, they're essentially like siblings. So they share similar harmonies, so they sound the same. So because of that, I don't have to go to the A7. I can put its sibling in there because they're pretty much the same, but with a little bit of difference. So I'm gonna play a rootless E7 voicing now. You see how that changed it? It sounds awesome, right? And I'm gonna do the exact same thing for my G7 chord. Instead of a G7, I'm gonna use its tritone sub. And again, this is a common reharm called a tritone substitution. You can find it in Jazz Piano School. You can find it all over the internet for free, honestly, on my podcast, anywhere. I'm gonna use a D7 chord. So now our root motion looks like this. Right? Super, super easy using those tritone, just walking down in half steps. So rootless voicing, rootless voicing, rootless voicing. Cool progression. You can use this so many, like anywhere. You can use it as like a, you know, like kind of like a funk thing if you want. Let me see here. Get some other sounds going. Right, really cool progression just by using those tritones in there. So that's going to be the first way. Just to have the tritone in there is super, super awesome. It creates a completely new vibe, okay? The next thing I want to show you is our sus. So if we take any of the two dominant chords that we have in here, so we have the A7, the 6, we have the G7, the 5, right? So 3-6, there's our first dominant chord. 2-5, there's our second dominant chord. We can make those two dominant chords a sus chord first and then resolve. And there's actually two variations to this I'm going to show you. So we can go E minor, sus, resolution. And all I'm doing for the sus is I'm actually just keeping the same rootless voicing in my right hand, the same, and then using that exact same voicing over the six and then resolving. So it's just kind of like a delayed resolution, super easy. Sorry. Sus, and then resolution. So it sounds like this. Sus, resolution, one. Now rhythmically, I don't really like how that lines up, but I just wanted to demonstrate that so you could see kind of the resolution of the sus to the, right, the dominant chord. But what I really like is because we have the sus in here, that essentially just serves as the E minor chord. So we can actually just remove the three and the two because this sus essentially does their job for us. So we don't really need that E minor and the D minor. We can use the sus in place of those. So it now sounds like this. Sus, dominant, sus, dominant, one. So now our progression is as follows. The first measure would be A sus, right? Second, third beat would be A dominant. Next measure, we have G sus, G dominant. Or you can do full measures of those. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three. And again, you could swing them. You can play that in all sorts of stuff. Again, if I had my Rhodes on. You can repeat it again. That's just a little half step kind of thing I'm throwing in there. But again, with a piano, that would be your new progression. That's your new 3-6-2-5. So you got 6 sus to 6 dominant, 5 sus to 5 dominant, and that brings you back to the 1. Super, super fun and easy progression to do. Now, the other thing I like to do to change with the 3-6-2-5 is just make them all dominant chords and make them all altered chords. So instead of this being an E minor 7, we can change it to be an E dominant 7, going to an A 7, going to a D 7, going to a G 7, going to a C major 7. So now that we've kind of reharmed the progression, we no longer have minor chords, we can actually make all of those dominant chords altered chords, which is a super cool sound. So we'd instead of E regular dominant, I'm throwing the 9 up top here, we'd have E altered. And then we'd move into another altered chord, then another altered chord, then another altered chord, and then finally down into our 1. Now the way I'm creating altered chords here, super easy. So what you want to do, again, everything stems from the rootless voicings. Gotta learn your rootless voicings because they're so powerful. You can start to manipulate them easily, switch things, change things up to create amazing sounds. And that's what I'm gonna do right now. So from my E7 rootless voicing, all I'm gonna do is I'm gonna sharp the 9 here and I'm gonna flat the 13 here. And so for all my voicings, that's exactly what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna sharp the 9 and flat the 13. But if you know your rootless voicings, you can create altered chords very easily by doing that. Sharp your 9, flat your 13, and you got your altered chord. Right? So now I'm going to play another altered chord here, A7 altered. Again, here's my normal rootless A7 voicing. I'm going to sharp my 9, okay? And I'm going to flat my 13, just like this. Same thing here, altered, altered. Again, these are cool progressions you can just repeat to and have fun, right? Sorry. And then finally down to that 1 chord there. So that's a super cool one. That's going to be number 3. Now, get ready for this one because it's super, super awesome. What we did in the beginning was we took the tritones of our A7 and G7 and we did a sub for them. So our progression came out to this. Okay. Now, like I said in the last example I just gave you, what we did was we turned all the chords into dominant chords. So we no longer had minor chords. So when we turn those chords, we reharm them and we make them dominant. We have dominant, 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 major. What that now allows us to do is now we can use a tritone in place of the third, right? Meaning our E7 chord, we can use a tritone of that to start our progression off. So now instead of A7 and G7 being our tritone subs, we're gonna keep those chords, but E7 and D7 will now get subbed out. So for E7, I'm gonna use its tritone sub, B flat 7. B flat 7 chord, I'm gonna play a rootless voicing here. And for a D7 chord, I'm gonna play an A flat 7 chord, its tritone sub. So now our new progression sounds like this. B flat 7, A7, remember we kept the A7, the 6. A flat 7 is the tritone sub for D7, down into the G, and then into our 1. How cool is that? I absolutely love the sound. I use this in place of a 3-6-2-5 all the time. And my bass player is like, what are you playing there, right? And I'm like, yep, check this out. B flat, A flat, excuse me, A natural, A flat dominant, G7, down into your C7, or C6, whatever chord it is you're in there. Really cool progression to comp over, solo over. You could swing it. One, two, three, four, B flat, A flat, A flat, excuse me, B flat, A7, A flat, G, C. Super cool voicings. And there's so much more you can start to do that I'm going to go into just a smidge here, but obviously you can start to alter the chords now, the dominant chords that you have, right? So essentially, what we've worked up to now is we started with our tritone walk down, okay? Then we did our sus reharm, so sus on the 6 to A7, sus. Then we did our altered, right? And then we did our other tritone, so now we have a tritone for E, A, tritone for D, G, C. Now the final thing, what we can do is we can start to apply our sus now to that new progression that we just created. So instead of this, going to this, going to this, going to this, those are all dominant chords, right? We can make all of our dominant chords sus chords now, so it gives us a completely different sound, right? So instead of B flat, I'm going to make this a sus. And again, all I'm going to do is take my third and raise it to a 4. That creates my sus voicing. Super easy, that's right. Just off your rootless voicing. Sus, 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 1. And you don't have to resolve it to the dominant. You can just keep it a sus. It creates a very modern, open, airy feel. And I love not resolving because it's just so great. It's such a cool sound. Sus, all these sus chords, right? So that's your new 3-6-2-5 progression. Can you believe it? Like, can you imagine if you played this in place of a 3-6-2-5? Right, so cool. Let me try a different sound here. Let me try my Rhodes here. Woo! You can go back up. I'm just kind of going up in half steps there. So like leading back into that. Super cool sounds, right? I mean, this is how you start to get into all sorts of styles, funk, pop, you know, hip hop. And it's just based off of simple jazz theory, right? that's all we're doing here. But you change up the sound, the instrument, give it some rhythm, it comes to life. Now, you can apply the same technique that I just went over to our first one. So instead of E7, E flat 7, D7, D flat 7, you can make all those sus chords too if you want. So sus, 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 sus. Like that, how gorgeous is that too, right? So again, for a lot of you playing different styles out there, funk, pop, stuff like that, you can start to use those with the sus chords. But let me just review those one more time for you guys. So again, the first one we had was the tritone sub. We have E minor, just kick it off. E flat, D, D flat. That's going to be our first way that you can start to reharm and play a 3-6-2-5 in a different way. Now we have our sus, A sus, resolving to our A dominant, G sus, resolving to our G dominant. Back into the one there. Then we had our altered chords. Altered, 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 one. We had our other tritone substitution. Now we're substituting tritones in for the E7 and the D7. Again, we started with an E minor, but we made it a dominant. Okay, you can do that through the use of secondary dominants. I don't want to get into that just now, but we made it dominant, and then we used a tritone sub in place of that dominant chord. So we got B flat, A7, A flat, excuse me, dominant, G7 dominant, and then C. And then finally, we made these all sus. Our new progression, we made all sus. Sus, 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 and then one. Okay? Hopefully that was helpful. A lot of the students in my accelerator program absolutely love that little tidbit of knowledge regarding the 3-6-2-5. Definitely go sign up for the Black Friday special offer by going to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2022, jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2022 to get on our VIP secret Black Friday offer email list, which will send you all the details you need about the most incredible offer, hands down, that we're going to be sending out on Black Friday that involves a boot camp masterclass with me talking about improvisation, the improv specialty course, and so much more. Okay? Hope you guys enjoyed that. I'll talk to you later.